Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week, we're highlighting one of the most celebrated jazz singers of the 20th century, Carmen McRae. McRae had one of the most consistent careers in jazz, stretching for about four decades. She first became famous in the 1950s, when she was already in her 30s, and even on those early records, she already had a well-developed jazz style, complete with a confident delivery, a pointed tone, and a natural gift for improvisation. On this program, we'll explore those early years for McRae, focusing on her many albums for Decca Records in the late 1950s. It's Carmen McRae on Decca, coming up next on Afterglow.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change a hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't you dare to change a hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, won't you stay? Each day is Valentine's Day.
Carmen McRae in March 1957 with the Rodgers and Hart song My Funny Valentine that comes from her Decca LP titled Afterglow. Ronnell Bright is playing piano here along with Ike Isaacs on bass and Specs Wright on drums. McRae shows incredible melodic invention in this performance with all the confidence of a seasoned jazz horn player, converting Richard Rodgers' original melody into something fresh by extending phrases and altering notes. Yet her intonation never wavers, and her grasp on the meaning behind Lorenz Hart's words are never in doubt. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're focusing on some of the early albums by the great jazz singer Carmen McRae. April 8th, 1920 is generally considered to be her birthday today, but for years, her birth year was given as 1922. But then again, she once told a biographer her birthday was in 1918. Regardless of her birth year, Carmen McRae was in her 30s when she made her first notable recording, a debut album for Bethlehem Records. Prior to that, she knocked around New York for many years, writing songs, playing piano, and singing. She worked briefly with Mercer Ellington. She was married to his drummer, Kenny Clark, and she hung around in hip Harlem nightclubs like Minton's, cutting her teeth with many of the best jazz musicians of the day. Charlie Parker was a friend, and she wrote new lyrics to his tune Yardbird Suite. A gig in Brooklyn led her to that recording contract for Bethlehem, but the Bethlehem label had trouble holding on to talent. So in 1954, producer Milt Gabler recruited McRae to join Decca Records, where she would stay for the rest of that decade. By this point, she was a rough contemporary of Ella Fitzgerald, Nat King Cole, and Frank Sinatra, who were all putting out some of their most stylistically mature content after years in the music business. But McRae, at least in the studio, was a relative newcomer, and her output rivals those of other artists for its musical expertise. Jazz writer Will Friedwald said these Decca LPs, quote, rank among the best of all vocal records, and that the albums, quote, take a back seat to no one. Let's start with her first album, titled By Special Request. This is Carmen McRae in 1955 with the Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin song, I Can't Get Started, on Afterglow.
I've flown around the world in a plane, I've settled revolutions in Spain. The North Pole I have charted, but can't get started with you. Down on the golf course, I'm under par, and all the movies want me to star. I've got a house, a show place, still I get no place with you. You're so supreme. The lyrics I write of you scheme just for the sight of you dream. Both day and night of you, till what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. And Frank Sinatra had me to tea. Still I'm brokenhearted, 'cause I can't get started with you. When how you elated me, Pat. devastated me yet. How you've deflated me till you're my Waterloo. When J.P. Morgan bows, I just nod. Green pastures wanted me to play God. The Siamese twins I've parted, but I can't get started with you. Adventurous dream. Oh, what wouldn't I give for someone who'd take my life and make it seem my eye is watching the noon crowd, searching the promenade, seeking a clue.
Carmen McRae, in 1955, from her first album for Decca Records, titled By Special Request. Just now we heard the Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn tune, Something to Live For. Strayhorn was accompanying McRae on that track, a sign of her reputation as a singer, despite this essentially being her first major label album. Before that, we heard the Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin song, I Can't Get Started. Carmen McRae's next album for Decca, titled Torchy, from 1956, featured a larger ensemble and put her in touch with two different arrangers, with whom she would work closely over her years with Decca, Ralph Burns and Jack Pleace. Let's hear two songs from this album now, one arranged by Burns and one arranged by Pleace. First up, this is Carmen McRae, recorded late in 1955 with a Jack Pleace arrangement, of the Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen song, But Beautiful, on Afterglow.
Who can say what love is? Does it start in the mind or the heart? When I hear discussions on what love is, everybody speaks a different part. Love is funny, or it's sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad, but beautiful. Beautiful to take a chance, and if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is tearful, or it's gay. It's a problem, or it's play. It's a heartache either way, but beautiful. And I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let and that would be but beautiful. Yes, that would be oh so beautiful that I'd never let you go. Good morning, heartache, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache, thought we'd said goodbye last night. I turned and tossed until it seemed you had gone. But here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Stop haunting me now. Can't shake you no how. Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache, here we go again. Good morning, heartache, you're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache, sit down. Stop haunting me now. just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache. Here we go again. Good morning, heartache. You're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache. Sit down. Good morning, heartache.
Two songs from Carmen McRae's 1956 album for Decca Records titled Torchy. Just now we heard a song first made famous by McRae's mentor, Billie Holiday, the tune Good Morning Heartache, that was arranged by Ralph Burns. Before that, the jazz standard But Beautiful, arranged there by Jack Pleace. We'll hear more arrangements by Burns and Pleace later in the hour. Carmen McRae's follow-up to Torchy was a more jazz-centric album, featuring straight-ahead jazz arrangements by Jimmy Mundy and Tad Dameron. The album was called Blue Moon and was recorded early in 1956. And let's hear the title track from that album now. This is Carmen McRae in March 1956 with the Rodgers and Hart song Blue Moon on Afterglow.
Of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms could ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. When I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon. Now I'm no longer alone, alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Somebody whisper, please adore me. When I looked, the moon was gone. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Without a love of my own.
Carmen McRae with Rodgers and Hart's Blue Moon, the title track off of her 1956 Decca album, Blue Moon, arranged by Jimmy Mundy and Tad Dameron. The next Decca LP for Carmen McRae was titled Afterglow, a great album title if I do say so myself. On this one, the accompaniment is stripped back to just a simple rhythm section, similar to her first Decca album called By Special Request. Rhynell Bright plays piano on four of the tracks, and Ray Bryant plays on four others. On the remaining four tracks of this 12-track album, Carmen McRae is the one sitting at the piano, and she's quite accomplished at the instrument. Let's listen to two of those tracks with McRae accompanying herself. First up, this is Carmen McRae on vocals and piano with the Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Field standard, Exactly Like You, on Afterglow.
I know why I've waited. Know why I've been blue. Prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Why do we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I wanna hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little scheme I'm scheming and the dreams I'm dreaming, and I know. I know why my mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you.
I looked for my heart, it's perdido. I lost it way down in Torito while chancing a dance fiesta bolero. He glanced as I danced the bolero. He said, taking off his sombrero, let's meet for a sweet siesta. Since then has my heart been perdido. I know I must go to Torito. That yearning to lose perdido.
Carmen McRae on both vocals and piano from the 1957 Decca album titled Afterglow. We just heard the Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh song Exactly Like You, followed by the Juan Tizol song Perdido. We'll have more from Carmen McRae's Decca years in the 1950s in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the music jazz singer Carmen McRae recorded for Decca Records in the 1950s this hour.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola. Take off your coat, don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in.
Was Carmen McRae with the song Whatever Lola Wants from the 1955 Robert Adler and Jerry Ross musical Damn Yankees. That was a brand new song when McRae recorded it as a single for Decca Records in February 1955. Her version was actually recorded a few months before Damn Yankees opened on Broadway. Jack Pleace was the arranger, featuring the Dave Lambert singers in the background. That's Dave Lambert of Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross fame. In addition to recording some marvelous jazz LPs for Decca in the late 1950s, McRae was also tasked with recording some pop singles for the label. Whatever Lola Wants was one of her best-selling singles. Let's turn back to some of those Decca LPs now. One of the more unique records that McRae released for Decca was called Mad About the Man from 1958. It was an album of all songs by the flamboyant British songwriter and playwright Noel Coward. In the 1950s, Coward was having a bit of a late career revival after mounting a successful cabaret act in Las Vegas. McRae's album is one of the few songbook albums for Coward. He wrote a couple of jazz standards, but most singers ignore the deeper parts of his catalog. Let's hear a track from this album now. This is Carmen McRae in 1957 with a Noel Coward song from the 1929 operetta called Bittersweet. This is the song I'll See You Again on Afterglow.
I'll see you again whenever spring breaks through. Again, time may lie heavy between, but what has been is past forgetting. This sweet memory across the years. Of a sigh, goodbye. Time may lie heavy between, but what has been is past forgetting. This sweet memory across the years will come
of a song. Of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine, all mine. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine, all mine. You are the promised kiss. Springtime.
Carmen McRae with the Jerome Kern and Dorothy Field song All the Things You Are. That unique arrangement featuring flute, clarinet, and bass clarinet was by Fred Katz from McRae's 1958 Decca LP titled Carmen for Cool Ones, a really hip record featuring some unusual arrangements of jazz standards. Before that, we heard the Noel Coward song, I'll See You Again, for Carmen McRae's all-Noel Coward-themed Decca LP titled Mad About the Man, also from 1958. In the late 1950s, record labels were known for pairing up some of their talent to help maximize the crossover appeal. For instance, Dinah Washington recorded with Brooke Benton for Mercury, Frank Sinatra recorded with Keeley Smith for Capitol, Ella Fitzgerald recorded with Louis Armstrong for Verve, and Carmen McRae recorded with Sammy Davis Jr. for Decca. Carmen and Sammy seem like an unusual pair at first. Carmen is the epitome of understated cool, while overstated is Sammy's whole shtick. But they find the right balance, especially when jazz is at the center. The two recorded a few singles and two albums together, including Boy Meets Girl from 1957 and Porgy and Bess from 1958, which was actually mostly a Sammy Davis Jr. record. Let's hear a track from that first album now. This is Carmen McRae and Sammy Davis Jr. with the George and Ira Gershwin song, Who Cares? On Afterglow.
Who cares if the sky cares to fall in the sea? Who cares how history rates me? Long as your kiss intoxicates me, why should I care? Life is one long jubilee. So long as I care for you and you care for me,
who cares if the sky cares to fall in the sea? Who cares what banks fail in Yonkers? Long as you've got a kiss that conquers, why should I care? Life is one long jubilee, so long as I care for you and you care for shabba da doo da do ya oh shabba da ba doo da doo a dil ya doo da dee ba da doo wee sa up da doo ya up da doo doo ya sa ba da doo doo ba doo doo
she did doo doo ba doo 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 dee da da wee dee woo wee hee woo ha 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 hee hee ha ha ha
sweet sudden da dee da da squeeze a dil ya doo da dee ba da doo wa da doo ba doo doo dee ba da doo dee 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 ba da doo da why should I care? Life is one long jubilee, so long as I care for you.
Carmen McRae and Sammy Davis Jr. in 1957 from their Decca LP called Boy Meets Girl. That was the Gershwin song, Who Cares? Carmen McRae's final solo LP for Decca Records was the album Birds of a Feather from 1958. It's a concept album featuring all jazz standards about birds. It sounds a bit silly at first, but McRae is in top form, imbuing each song with the right amount of humor and backed marvelously again by Ralph Burns's orchestra. Legendary tenor saxophonist Ben Webster is also featured on these tracks. Shortly after this recording, McRae made the move from Decca to Cap Records and continued to release some of her best material. But we'll have to save her work on the Cap label for another time. Let's hear two songs from the Birds of a Feather Decca LP now, beginning with the jazz standard Bye Bye Blackbird on Afterglow.
Pack up all my care and woe, here I go, singing low. Bye, bye, blackbird, where somebody waits for me. Sugar sweet, so is he. Bye, bye, blackbird. No one here can love and understand me. Oh, what hard luck stories they all hand me. Make my bed and light the light. I'll arrive late tonight, blackbird, tooly. Thank you.
Flamingo. Like a flame in the sky, flying over the island to my lover nearby. Flamingo, in your tropical hue, speak of passion undying and a love that is true. The wind sings a song to you as you go, a song that I hear below, the murmuring palms. Flamingo, when the sun meets the sea, say farewell to my lover and hasten to me.
Carmen McRae in 1958 with Flamingo and Bye Bye Blackbird. That comes from her bird-themed Decca album called Birds of a Feather, featuring arrangements by Ralph Burns with special guest Ben Webster on tenor saxophone. I want to close off this episode about Carmen McRae and Decca Records with one more track from her 1957 Decca album titled Afterglow. And I'm not just picking this again because Afterglow is also the title of my show. Besides being the only Decca LP where Carmen McRae is also featured playing piano, Afterglow is also the only Decca LP that features a song written by Carmen McRae. Early on in her career, she dabbled in songwriting and was quite good at it, in fact. When she was a teenager, she became close with Billie Holiday's pianist, Teddy Wilson, and Wilson's wife, Irene Kitchings, who also wrote songs for Holiday, like Ghost of Yesterday. At age 19, inspired by Kitchings, Carmen McRae wrote her own song called Dream of Life, which was first recorded by Billie Holiday. McRae held this song dear throughout her own career, and she recorded it herself on the 1957 album Afterglow, 18 years after Holiday's original recording. And let's hear it now. This is Carmen McRae with her original song titled Dream of Life on Afterglow.
My life was empty when you went away. Even the blue skies above had turned gray. But now that you've come back, my dream of life is here to stay. Those little quarrels that tore us apart, oh gee, I can see they were wrong from the start. But now that you've come back, my dream of life is here to stay. I can't seem to see just what you see in me. I guess love is really blind. This world seems so grand now that you understand. It's you I adore, it's you I live for. Life is sublime now that you're here with me. Please keep it in rhyme, dear, and don't stray from me. For now that you've come back, my dream of life is here to stay. I can't seem to see just what you see in me. I guess love is really blind. This world seems so grand now that you understand. It's you I adore, it's you I live for. Life is sublime now that you're here with me. Please keep it in rhyme, dear, and don't stray from me. For now that you've come back, my dream of life is here to stay.
Carmen McRae in 1957 from her Decca LP titled Afterglow. That was her original song called Dream of Life, first performed by Billie Holiday in 1939. And thanks for tuning in to this Carmen McRae edition on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.